There's a recent study out of Oregon that shows that race comes into play even when it means administering life-saving care. Specifically, this study shows black patients are 40% less likely to get pain medication than white people. Kristen Fodenfinsel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Differences in how races are treated by doctors and the ER are well documented. Whites tend to get better care and have healthier outcomes. But until this study, it was unclear if the same was happening in an emergency, in the back of an ambulance. Leslie Gregory always wondered. Now a physician assistant, Gregory got her start as one of a very few black female EMTs. She remembers one call. The patient was down and in pain. Driving up, she could see he was black. Then one of her colleagues groaned.
It was something like, oh God, here we go again.
She worried her colleague thought that because he was black, he was acting out to get pain meds.
At the time, I remember it increased my stress as we rode up on this person because I thought, now am I going to have to fight my colleague for more pain medication should that arise.
A group of researchers at Oregon Health and Science University decided to try to see if there was a difference in the way patients were treated on emergency calls. They looked at 100,000 medical charts of ambulance patients over 3 years. Black patients were less likely to receive pain medications compared to white patients, regardless of socioeconomic factors like health insurance. At the end of a recent shift at American Medical Response in Portland, a row of ambulances files into the garage. Many emergency responders here bristle at the idea race plays a role in care. Jennifer Sanders has been a paramedic for 30 years.
I've never treated anybody different, regardless.
The very idea is distasteful, says paramedic Jason Dahlke.
No one I work with will explicitly and intentionally discriminate against somebody. It's not what we do. It's not the business that we're in.
But Dahlke is willing to entertain the idea unconscious biases at work in his field.
Historically, it's the way this country has been. In the beginning, we had slavery and then Jim Crow and then redlining and all of this stuff that you can get lost in like a large macro scale. Yeah, it's there.
So this study has given him pause. He mentions an older black patient he just treated. He was diabetic and complaining of extreme pain. Dahlke gave him glucose for low blood sugar, but no pain meds. He says that's because by the time he'd stabilized his blood sugar, they'd reached the hospital. And would he have done anything differently if the patient had been white?
Consciously, absolutely not. Unconsciously, that's what studies are saying.
Dahlke thinks another issue at play may be that white patients are more comfortable asking for medications than patients of color. Former EMT Leslie Gregory agrees. She says after years of discrimination, many African Americans have their own biases about the medical system. And they just don't trust it.
How can a person of color not disrespect a system that is constantly studying and talking about these disparities, but does nothing to fix it?
The author of this new ambulance study, Jamie Kennell, says another reason disparities loom so large may be that EMTs work in a stressful and time-pressured environment.
In these situations, providers are much more likely to default to making decisions based on stereotypes.
So, now ambulance agencies know unconscious bias may be at work. What are they doing about it? Robert McDonald with American Medical Response says he's looking at new training and a change in hiring practices.
We want to see more ethnicities represented in EMS that has historically been a white, male-dominated workforce.
The first step, though, is for emergency workers to just be aware of the role bias may play in care. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenvenzel in Portland.
This story is part of a partnership with NPR, Oregon Public Broadcasting, and Kaiser Health News.